由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。
What a joy it is for us to know that you have tuned in once more.
其实对我们来讲，你每一次收听我们的节目，我们都会非常之开心的。
We are drawing near the end of this series of messages.
我们这个积极生活的秘诀这个系列的信息已经差不多去到尾声了。
We have been talking about the 15 secrets for positive living as we see them in the life of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians.
我们根据哥林多后书记载保罗的事迹，是讲到积极生活的15个秘诀啊。
And today I will share with you the 14th secret of positive living.
我们今天就要同你分享第14个积极生活的秘诀。
And if you have a Bible, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 10.
如果你有圣经的话，请你预先翻开哥林多后书的12章1到10节。
We'll be reading this with you in just a moment.
我们一阵就会同你去分享这一段经文的内容。
But I want to begin by saying that we all face difficulties in life.
但是首先我想同你讲一下，其实在我们人生之中，每个人都少不了要遭遇一些困难的。
We face difficulties when we're young.
我们后生的时候可能会遇到困难。
And we will face difficulties when we are old.
到我们老了之后，我们仍然是遭遇困难。
We all meet abrasive people.
我们都会遇到一些很难缠的人。
We all experience illness.
个个人都会病的。
We may face financial hardship.
个个人都可能有机会遇到经济的危机。
We may have an unhappy marriage or rebellious children.
我们可能在一段不愉快的婚姻里头，或者我们的子女又很叛逆。
We may struggle with a fear of failure or depression.
我们可能害怕失败，害怕抑郁，而且不断挣扎。
All of us face different obstacles in our lives, and some of these obstacles are painful.
我们每一个人的人生里面都有不同的障碍，有些障碍是会为我们带来很大的痛苦的。
Some people read in the Bible this phrase, a thorn in the flesh.
有些人看到圣经里头说是肉体上面的一条刺。
And they apply that phrase to their own trials in life.
他们就将这句说话应用到自己所遇到的人生的试炼里头。
But when the Apostle Paul talked about thorn in the flesh, he was not talking about the normal difficulties of life.
但是保罗讲到他肉体上面的一条刺的时候，他不是讲日常生活遭遇到那样那样的难处。
Paul faced more physical suffering than most people will ever experience.
我想保罗呢，在身体上面所受的痛苦呢，是远远超过我们大部分人所经历的。
Paul faced more mental anguish than most people will ever experience.
如果说保罗在精神上面面对的焦虑，我相信也都远远超过我们大多数人所经历过的。
And yet Paul did not consider these sufferings as a thorn.
但是保罗却是没有将他这些的痛苦视为一根刺。
In fact, he lists some of his sufferings in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 to 27.
其实呢，保罗是在哥林多后书11章24到27节那里呢，他列出了一张他受过的苦的清单。
Let's read those together.
让我们一起来看看哥林多后书的11章24到27节。保罗说，我曾经被犹太人鞭打过五次，每次照例就打40下减1下39下，被罗马人拿棍打过3次，被人用石钉过一次，3次遭遇海难，其中一次在水里头挣扎超过24个钟。 在很多次的旅行里面，我经历过洪水的危险、盗贼的危险，是来自犹太人和外邦人的危险，又有都市里头的危险、荒野的危险、海洋上面的危险，和假兄弟所造成的危险。我又有工作上面的劳碌困苦，成日通宵都冇得瞓，忍受饥渴，缺乏食物，去啲冇庇护嘅地方，甚至冇衫着。
Paul experienced overwhelming obstacles.
你谂下，保罗系面对紧一连串极大嘅障碍啊。
But Paul was not referring to these difficulties when he was talking about his thorn in the flesh.
但是当保罗讲到他肉体上面的一条刺的时候，他不是讲这些困难。
What did Paul mean when he talked about thorn in the flesh?
那对保罗来讲，什么是他肉体上面那条刺呢？
Paul's thorn was a result of a great blessing from God.
保罗这条刺呢，其实是上帝大大赐福的结果来的。
Paul was highly honored and privileged by God.
上帝好尊重保罗，亦都好锡保罗，亦都俾好多恩典保罗。
But great honor and privilege can lead to conceit.
但系当人系被极度重视同埋俾佢有啲特权嘅时候，就好容易变得自高自大。
So to prevent conceit in Paul's life, God allowed a thorn in his flesh.
咁因为保罗。有得到咁多嘅嘢，所以上帝避免保罗自高自大，就容许一根刺出现喺保罗身上。
In the original language, the word flesh does not necessarily mean the physical body.
喺希腊原文里头，肉体呢个词语唔一定系指紧我哋嘅身体嘅。
Here in 2 Corinthians, Paul uses the word flesh to mean his inner being.
在哥林多后书这里，保罗用了肉体这个词语指紧的是他内在的心灵。
Whatever type of thorn that Paul experienced, his pain was very real.
无论保罗经历的刺是什么，他的痛苦都是真实，是切身的。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请问你。
Have you ever experienced something so painful?That you kept it hidden?
你有没有经历过一些很大的痛苦，到一个地步你会将它收埋在自己心底，不会讲出来啊？
That pain was so deep that most people around you did not know it was there.
你将这个痛苦埋藏在心的深处，以至于你身边的人都不知道你痛苦。
Yet that pain would be with you wherever you go.
但是这个痛苦却是到处跟着你。
The pain would constantly torment you.
不断地折磨你。
That intense pain is what Paul experienced with the thorn in the flesh.
这个好像腰心腰肺的痛，就是保罗所经历到肉体上面的那条刺。
Do you have a thorn in your life that God is using to keep you humble?
你生命里头有没有一条刺是上帝用来让你谦卑的呢？
Something so painful that you can only talk to God about?
是痛苦到除了上帝之外，你没办法告诉任何人听的呢？
How you handle this thorn will lead to either a positive or negative life.
你如果能够好好地处理这根刺，你就能够过一个积极的人生，反之呢，你只能够过一个消极的人生。
And this is the 14th secret for the power of positive living.
这个也是积极生活的第14个秘诀啊。
Seeing stars instead of scars.
你不要再见你的伤痕，而是看到那些美丽的星星啊。
In this series of messages, we have been learning about the secrets of positive living.
在这个系列信息里头，我们一直在看着积极生活的秘诀。
Today we will learn about one of the most important secrets in the entire series.
咁今日呢，我哋学习呢一个秘诀咧，将会系成个系列当中最重要嘅秘诀之一。
Why is this secret so important?
点解呢一个秘诀咁重要呢？
Because discovering this secret will give you victory.
因为当你发掘咗呢个秘诀嘅时候，你就会得胜。
Today we will learn how to have happiness instead of sadness in life.
今日我哋就要学习人生里头点样避免悲哀，并且得着快乐。
God only allows painful thorns in our lives when everything else has failed.
当其他方法都起唔到作用嘅时候，上帝先会允许痛苦嘅刺喺我哋生命里头出现。
If God tried to teach us humility, but we continue in arrogance,
如果上帝要教导我哋谦卑嘅功课，我哋却系不断咁样骄傲自大。
If God tried to teach us gratitude, but we continue in selfishness,
如果上帝要教导我哋感恩嘅心，但系我哋仍然自私自利。
If God has tried to teach us reverence, but we continue to ignore His power,
如果上帝要教导我哋全心敬畏，我哋却系不断咁样忽视上帝嘅大能。
Then God will use a thorn in our flesh so that we will focus on Him.
上帝只会放一根刺喺我哋身上，让到我哋可以专心仰望佢。
Some of you might be asking, how do I know that I have a thorn?
可能有人会问我，点知道我有一根刺呢？
Let's look at what the Apostle Paul says about the thorn in the flesh.
咁我哋就可以一齐去睇下，究竟保罗点样讲佢肉体上面嘅呢条刺。
In your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
咁如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开你嘅圣经，哥林多后书第十二章，我会读出第十二章嘅一到十节。虽然自夸冇好处，但系我一定要夸一夸口。而家我要讲一讲主所赐俾我嘅异象同埋启示。我知道有一位基督徒，佢喺十四年前被提到去天上面嘅高层。我唔知道佢系身体上去啊，定系佢有异象，只有上帝知道啦。我再讲啦，呢、这个人咧就被提到去乐园嗰度。是他身体上去定是异象呢？我都不知道，都是上帝知道。在那里呢，他听到不能够用言语表达，亦都不可以用口去描述的事。我要为这个人去夸口，因为除了有关我软弱的事之外，我都不为自己夸口。其实就算我自己在那里晒命，我都不算是蠢，因为我讲的是真话。是，但是我唔需要自己去晒自己有几多嘢，因为我唔愿意有人将我捧得太高，超过佢喺我身上所睇到嘅或者听到嘅。为咗使我唔至于得到好多奇特嘅启示而骄傲，有一种病痛好似一根刺缠绕喺我身上面，好似撒旦嘅使者喺度刺痛我，让到我唔敢骄傲。为呢件事，我曾经三次向上帝祈祷，求他将这条刺拿走，但是上帝答我说，你有我的恩典就够了，因为我的能力就在你的软弱那时显得最刚强。为了这样，我特别喜欢夸耀我的软弱，让到我觉得基督的能力是保护着我。为了基督的缘故，我是乐意忍受软弱、武慢、困苦、艰难、迫害，因为我几时软弱，我就是几时强壮。
There are two conditions that must exist in order for a person to possibly receive a thorn.
要让一根刺系落喺一个人嘅身上面咧，要有两个条件嘅。
First, that person must be extraordinarily blessed by God.
第一个就系呢个人一定要有上帝特别丰富嘅恩赐。
This person may be blessed in talent, wealth, or other gifts.
这个人可能好有才华的，或者好有钱的，或者是有其他方面的天赋的。
Secondly, that person has allowed those blessings to make him prideful.
第二就是这个人因为他所得到的丰富的恩赐开始骄傲。
He begins thinking that his success is due to his own strength and not God's grace.
他开始认为他的成功是因为自己努力而不是靠上帝的恩典。
And this is the heart of why some people receive thorns.
这个就是为什么有些人身上面是有根刺。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul describes himself as being greatly privileged by God.
在哥林多后书那里，保罗是讲到自己是受到上帝特别的恩宠。
God gave Paul incredible revelations about heaven.
上帝向保罗启示有关天堂的奥秘。
Paul saw things so spectacular that he could not verbalize them.
保罗见过的最靓的景象，最神奇的景象是讲不出来的。
But in order to keep Paul humble, God allowed a thorn in his flesh.
但是为了让保罗谦卑，上帝就容许一根刺落在保罗身上。
So to qualify for a thorn, you must have these two conditions.
所以呢，你一定要具备正话讲过的两个条件，才有资格得到这根刺的。
You must first have extraordinary blessings.
第一样就是你要得到上帝极大的恩赐啦。
And you have become prideful over these blessings.
第二就是你因为这些恩赐而自大。
You might be asking what type of thorn was in Paul's flesh.
咁你可能会问啊，保罗有咩刺啊？
We do not know what this thorn was.
我哋都唔知道。
Throughout the years, people have offered numerous theories.
多年来呢，人人都讲好多种的理论。
Some thought that Paul's thorn was physical illness.
有些人认为可能是保罗的刺呢，就是有些生理上面的疾病。
Others said it was headaches or malaria or epilepsy or a disease of the eye.
有些人可能说保罗有头痛啦，有疟疾啦，有癫痫啦，或者是有眼睛的病。
Others have said it perhaps was speech impediment.
有些人可能是保罗可能有口吃的病。
All of these are possibilities.
咁种种都有可能性嘅。
But the truth is that the scripture does not tell us what Paul's thorn was.
因为圣经根本就冇讲过保罗有咩刺。
I have a theory that Paul's thorn was emotional in nature.
如果俾我自己咧。我个人的理论就是保罗的刺可能是他感情方面或者精神方面有困扰。
Why do I say this?
为什么我会这么讲呢？
Paul often endured physical pain through his imprisonment and travel.
可能因为保罗呢，在他宣教的旅途和坐监期间呢，都经常遭受肉体上面的痛苦。
Paul tolerated more pain in a few years than some of us would tolerate in a lifetime.
保罗短短几年呢，所忍受的痛苦呢，好可能是超过我们很多人成世人所受过的痛苦。
So it is possible that physical pain would not make an effective thorn for Paul.
所以可能身体上面的痛苦可能都不足以为保罗带来一根刺。
And that is why I think Paul's thorn was an emotional pain.
所以我认为呢，保罗的刺呢是属于精神方面的痛苦。
We have seen throughout this series of messages of how Paul's greatest heartache was the betrayal by his friends.
我们在这个系列信息里头，我们见过保罗，他自己最痛心的事是什么呢？就是众叛亲离。
Paul was pained greatly by his friends.
保罗因为他朋友的背叛，他是觉得很痛苦。
And Paul experienced difficulty in releasing these hurts.
看来保罗都很难从这类型的痛苦解脱出来。
Can you imagine the pain of rejection by your loved ones because they believed lies about you?
你想想，当你所爱的人宁愿听谣言而拒绝你，离弃你，那种痛苦是多么大。
Often, the pain of betrayal can be more painful than a physical pain.
所以通常呢，那些被人弃绝的痛苦呢，是比起身体上面的痛苦是严重得多。
And possibly this emotional pain was Paul's thorn in the flesh.
那可能呢，这些的精神上面的痛苦，感情上面的痛苦呢，就是保罗所讲肉体上面的一根刺。
But I also believe that we do not know Paul's thorn in the flesh because the Holy Spirit deliberately did not want us to know.
但是我都相信我们不会知道保罗肉体上面的刺到底是什么，因为圣灵刻意不让我们知道。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that all of us could relate to Paul's thorn in whatever circumstance we're in.
这样是因为无论我们身处什么光景，什么情况都好，我们都可以跟保罗的刺来认同。
Your thorn may be physical pain.
你可能你的刺就是身体上面的痛苦。
Your thorn may be emotional pain.
你的刺可能是精神上面的痛苦。
Your thorn may be a painful relationship.
你的刺可能是一段痛苦的人际关系。
Your thorn may be financial problems.
你的刺可能是经济方面的困境。
Whatever your thorn is, you can look to Paul's example of how to handle the pain.
无论你的刺是什么都好，你都可以学习保罗的榜样，看看他怎样面对痛苦。
The problem of a thorn is not the pain itself.
其实个刺的问题不是在于你那种痛苦。
The problem is learning how to handle the pain in a positive manner.
其实个关键是在于怎样去学习以积极的态度面对痛苦。
And we can learn from Paul how to turn a painful thorn into a power for positive living.
我们可以向保罗学习怎样将一根痛苦的刺转变为积极生活的能力。
Don't misunderstand me, please.
请你不要误解我的意思。
Paul was not excited about his thorn.
我想告诉你，保罗不会因为他有根刺很兴奋的。
Paul was tormented by his thorn.
保罗是因为他那根刺而受到很大的痛苦折磨。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, he tells us that he begged God to remove the thorn.
在哥林多后书12章第8节，保罗告诉我们，他求上帝叫这条刺离开他。
Three times Paul pleaded with God to remove his thorn.
保罗三次求上帝拎走他条刺。
But when God did not remove the thorn, Paul changed his attitude.
当上帝没拿走他条刺的时候，保罗就改变了他的心态。
He stopped begging God to remove the thorn.
他不再求上帝去拿走他条刺。
Paul decided to use this thorn as a power for positive living.
保罗决定他要利用这根刺成为他积极生活的力量。
In verse 10, Paul said he delights in his weakness.
在第十节里头，保罗说他用自己的软弱为他的喜乐。
How did he turn his thorn into a blessing?
那他究竟怎样转变他的刺成为祝福呢？
Chapter 12, verse 9 tells us how.
在哥林多后书的12章第9节告诉我们听怎样。
God told Paul, My grace is sufficient for you.And my power is made perfect in weakness.
上帝同保罗话：我嘅恩典系够你用嘅，你有我嘅恩典就够噶啦。因为我嘅能力就喺你嘅软弱嘅时候显得最为刚强。
When Paul heard God's words, Paul understood his thorn.
当保罗听到上帝讲嘅说话之后，保罗就明白咗自己身上面条刺系点样嘅一回事啊。
He knew that he was weak.But God is strong.
保罗终于明白他自己是软弱的，但是上帝是刚强的。
And Paul decided not to dwell on his suffering, but to focus on God's strength.
于是保罗就决定不再停留在自己的痛苦里面，却是要专注在上帝的大能上面。
Paul placed his confidence in God, not himself.
保罗就将信心放在上帝身上，而不是放在自己身上。
Paul saw his thorn as God working in his life.
保罗睇自己嘅刺就系上帝喺佢生命里头嘅作为。
And so Paul began to boast about God's strength instead of his own.
从此保罗唔再夸自己嘅力量，而系以上帝嘅能力去夸口啊。
And my listening friend, as we conclude today, we can learn from Paul's example.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，今日节目即将要结束啦，但系让我哋一齐学习保罗嘅榜样。
God may not remove your thorn, but He will give you strength in your weakness.
上帝唔一定会除去你条刺嘅，但系佢会喺你嘅软弱里头俾力量你。
And so, my listening friend, do you have a thorn in the flesh?
亲爱嘅朋友，你肉体上面系咪有一根刺啊？
Has your thorn caused you deep disappointment in life?
你嘅刺有冇让到你嘅人生有好大好大嘅失望啊？
Then Paul's advice to you would be, allow God to use that thorn to display His strength.
如果你今日遇到保罗嘅话，我谂保罗就会俾个忠告你，就系话让上帝用你嘅刺去彰显佢嘅能力。
Has your thorn caused you emotional suffering?
你嘅刺有冇为你带嚟精神上面嘅痛苦啊？
Then allow God to heal your hurts.
俾上帝医治你嘅心啊。
Then allow God's power to flow through you.
俾上帝嘅能力穿透你嘅生命啊。
Whatever your scars may be, let God turn them into stars.
无论你嘅伤痕系乜嘢，求上帝将你嘅伤痕变成美丽嘅天上嘅星星。
Ask God to show you His purpose.
祈求上帝将佢嘅目的指俾你睇。
Ask God to reveal His power.
去祈求上帝彰显佢嘅能力。
Ask God to fulfill His promises.
祈求上帝去实现佢嘅应许。
Ask God to reveal His glory in your life.
祈求上帝喺你嘅生命里面彰显佢嘅荣耀。送俾你，王国伦，主嘅恩典系够你用嘅。如果你想同我哋联络嘅话，欢迎你随时写信来到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，或者电邮给我们，甚至上到去良友电台的网站www.liangyou.net， 在这里愿上帝赐福给你，我们下次节目再会。
我的恩典够你用的，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，显得完全。你的恩典够我用的，你的恩典够我用的，因为主的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，显得完全。所以我要单单夸我的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。何时我软弱，何时我就得刚强，我主的恩手永不离开我。所以我要单单夸我的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。何时我软弱，何时我就得刚强，我主的恩手永